Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Avery Hart here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom served with a side of real talk. Buckle up because today we're diving headfirst into something superhuman. Letting go of guilt and shame. Ever feel like those two sneaky gremlins are always lurking in the shadows? You know, whispering doubts in your ear, making you question every decision you've ever made? Yeah, I get it. Trust me, I've been there too. But guess what? Those feelings aren't here to stay. We can learn to recognize them for what they are, temporary whispers, not permanent truths. Today's episode is all about equipping ourselves with the stoic tools to detach from guilt and shame, so we can reclaim our inner peace and move forward with confidence. Now, before we get into the juicy stuff, let me give you 5 key takeaways that will be your stoic cheat sheet for this emotional roller coaster. Number 1. Accept that you are human. You are going to make mistakes. It's part of being alive. Think about it. Even the most celebrated heroes, the wisest philosophers, they all tripped and stumbled along the way. Don't let those slip-ups define you. Instead, learn from them, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Number 2. Separate actions from character. This is a big one. Sometimes we confuse our actions with who we are as people. Remember, even if you did something you regret, it doesn't mean you're a bad person. It just means you made a choice, a decision that didn't turn out the way you hoped. You can choose to learn from it and grow instead of letting it define your entire being. Number 3. Focus on what you can control. Guilt and shame often stem from things we can't change, past actions, other people's reactions, situations outside our sphere of influence. But guess what? There are plenty of things within your control. Your thoughts, your reactions, your future choices, these are yours to shape. Number 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be kind to a dear friend going through a tough time. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment, offer yourself words of encouragement, and remember that you're worthy of love and forgiveness, even when you mess up. And finally, number 5. Forgive yourself. This might be the toughest one, but it's also the most liberating. Holding onto guilt and shame is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with stones. It weighs you down and prevents you from moving forward. Choose to release that weight, forgive yourself, and start fresh. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine your friend just got fired from their job. They're feeling crushed, riddled with guilt for not performing well enough. You could tell them they should have worked harder, or that it's all their fault. But instead, what if you offered a different perspective? Hey, this sucks. It's totally understandable to feel bummed. But remember, this doesn't define your worth as a person. This is just one chapter in your story. You're talented, capable, and I have no doubt you'll land on your feet. Let's focus on what you can control now. Updating your resume, reaching out to your network, and exploring new opportunities. See? A simple shift in perspective can make all the difference. We don't need to dwell on the past or let guilt dictate our future. By embracing these stoic principles, we can learn to navigate life's challenges with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of self-compassion. Remember, you are worthy, you are capable, and you have the power to choose your own path. Let go of the guilt, embrace the shamelessness, and step into the world with confidence. So what are you waiting for? Take those first steps today, start practicing these principles, and watch yourself blossom into the amazing person you truly are. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of stoic wisdom. And leave me a review on your favorite podcast platform. It helps others find our little corner of calm in the chaos. Until next time, stay unbothered and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.